Welcome back to Patriot Gym. We'll get set now for the boys' game between Adams Central and Donovan Trumbull as the Donovan Trumbull girls win the first game over Adams Central 49-35. Adams Central and Donovan Trumbull boys going at it here tonight. The Adams Central Patriots, 10 wins, 2 losses on the season. A win last night at Grand Island Northwest, 60-50. The Patriots have won 5 games in a row. Brady Berry with 22 last night. Patriots fell behind early, 10-2 in that ball game. But they came back to lead 15-10 after one, 33-24 at halftime, and the Patriots go on to win it 60-50. 22 for Brady Barrett, but a big lift from Adam Hunt again off the bench for the Patriots in the first quarter especially, and 12 on the night before Adam Hunt. The Patriots won it 60-50. Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, good ball club coming in here, 6 wins, 4 losses on the season. Dave Ullman and Steve Hartman co-coaching this basketball team this season. The Cardinals, with a win last night at Gibbon by the score of 50-48. The Cardinals have won 2 games in a row. They're 6-4 on the season. Their losses to very good teams, Kearney Catholic and Ravenna, also to 9-0 starting this week, Milford and Hastings St. Cecilia. So the Cardinals have won games over Blue Hill, Sandy Creek, Wilbur Claytonia, Central City, Centura, and Gibbon, and some tough losses to some very good teams. Last night, with the win at Gibbon, 50-48. In that game, Jake Slough had 24 points for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. And the story with the Slough brothers, they're back with the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Jake, the senior, Jordan, the sophomore, they had intended on and transferred to Adams Central before the season started, before the school year started. And they even actually participated with some things with the basketball players Adams Central, but then the Slough brothers decided they were going to return to Donovan Trumbull, and so they did, but they had to sit out the first semester as far as basketball, and they are now playing and had their first games this week, and Jake has come out and scored 44 points in the 2 games he's played in. The Slough brothers are back with Donovan Trumbull, and they're both scheduled to start for the Cardinals here tonight. In fact, the starting lineup for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals expected to be Jake Slough, the 5'10 senior. Again, Jake back, played 2 games. He has scored 44 points in those 2 games, including 24 last night. Also expected to start the 5'10 sophomore Jordan Slough, 6'4 sophomore Creighton Burr, 6'5 sophomore Grady Cook, and 5'6 sophomore Lorenzo Williams. So you got 4 sophomores and the senior Jake Slough for the 6-4 Donovan Trumbull basketball team. Adams Central expected to start the usual suspects: Jesse Ackerman, the 6'3 junior, Blake Overmiller, the 6'2 junior, Christian Hodson, the 6'6 senior, Brady Barrett, the 6'2 senior, and Jake Fowler, the 5'11 junior, before Donovan Trumbull. So far in scoring, Creighton Burr, before Jake Slough came back, 10.6 points per game, 9.9 for Grady Cook, as Taylor Williams, who will come off the bench, was averaging 8.3, and Garrett Bundy at 8.5, and looks like Mr. Bundy has a leg injury, Garrett Bundy, and he's not even suited up down there. That is Garrett Bundy down there. He's got a boot on one of his ankles, so Garrett Bundy will not be seeing any action the way it looks here tonight, and he's in street clothes, in fact, and the Cardinals average 47 points on the season. They give up 52 per contest. Adams Central coming into this basketball game as their leading scorer, Brady Barrett, for the Patriots, averaging 16.8 points per game. Christian Hodson, the starter, averages 7.8. Blake Overmiller, 5.6 points. Jake Fowler, 4.9. And Jesse Ackerman, 4.5 points per contest for Adams Central. The Patriots turn it over 15 times a game, shoot 53% from the line, but 44% from the field, including 33% from three-point range. So Adams Central at 10-2 on the year, and Donovan Trumbull 6-4. This should be a dandy. It's a conference game. Zach Foster used to be the coach of Donovan Trumbull before coming to Adams Central as an assistant, and now the head basketball coach. This should be a dandy here this evening, Adams Central and Donovan Trumbull. And now, before the tip-off, we're going to have the playing of our national anthem. And the playing of our national anthem by the Adams Central Pep Band here at Patriots Gym. Adams Central boys and Donovan Trumbull in our second game of our doubleheader, and we're about ready to go, and this should be a dandy. These two teams always go at it, tooth and nail, whatever, however you want to describe it. This should be no different here tonight. As Creighton Burr, the 6'4 sophomore, will jump center for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals in their traveling black with the red numerals and red trim. Christian Hodson will jump center for Adams Central in their home white with the blue numerals, red and blue trim. Adams Central shooting at the basket to our right here. And the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals basket to our left, the tip controlled in the backcourt by the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. And with the basketball, Jake Slough. Again, 44 points in the two games he's played in since coming back, eligible this semester. With the basketball now inside, underneath, all alone, putting up a shot and scoring off the get-go. Grady Cook, 2-0 Donovan Trumbull. So they score in the first 15 seconds of the game. They will come out in a man-to-man defense here. Jake Fowler into the front court. Actually, we're going to play a box-and-one zone here, and one man on Brady Barrett. And that is Taylor Williams, who's starting tonight for the Cardinals. Brady Barrett for three in the hole to start it out. Barrett for three. And it's 3-2 in favor of Adams Central. Shot for three. There's going to be in the hole this time by Jake Slough. He makes the three. 5-3. So Slough with the three-pointer. The box and one defense. Four defenders playing a zone and one man on Brady Barrett following him all over the floor. And that man is Taylor Williams, the 6'3 senior who's in the ballgame starting tonight. The Slough brothers out there, Williams, Creighton Burr, and Grady Cook. But Taylor Williams in the box and one all over the floor following Brady Barrett. Christian Hodson underneath to Jesse Ackerman. Ackerman puts up a shot blocked out of bounds there by Grady Cook, the 6'5 sophomore, but it's off a Patriot, says the official. So that ball blocked and then off a Patriot and out of bounds, and it'll be the basketball to Donovan Trumbull. Backcourt, Jordan Slough. 5-3 Cardinals, 6:44 to go in the first quarter. Jake Slough in the backcourt to the sophomore brother Jordan. Kicked out of bounds by the Patriots. The Patriots apply a little pressure in the backcourt. Try to get a zone trap in the backcourt. And once the Cardinals get it into the front court, inbounded there by Creighton Burr to Jordan Slough to Jake. There's a pass picked off by Jesse Ackerman. First turnover of the game by the Cardinals. Brady Barrett front court. Taylor Williams with the defense. Now to Fowler. Jake Fowler pass underneath is received there by Hodson. His shot blocked from behind that time by Cook, and the Cardinals come out of there with it. Jordan Slough in the front court. A 5'10 sophomore on the wing to Taylor Williams, the senior, to Jordan Slough. They look inside for Grady Cook. Getting a screen is Jordan Slough into the lane to the baseline. Miss Williams has no shot. Back out to Jake Slough. Jake inside the lane. Back out to Jordan. Right side to Williams for three from the wing. In the hole, Jordan Williams for three. A three-pointer there by Taylor Williams, and it's 8-3, Donovan Trumbull. Adams Central with it, Jesse Ackerman now to Blake Overmiller. And this is a conference game also. The teams try to get themselves the highest seed possible for the conference tournament coming up later on. Brady Barrett to the baseline, puts up an off-balance shot, grabbed there by Christian Hodson. He will shoot and score. The shot by Barrett had no chance of going in, but Hodson was there to rebound the air ball and put it up and in to 8-5, Donovan Trumbull. Pressure at the timeline. Give it up to Jake Slough. Bounce pass inside. Too strong. Turnover, Donovan Trumbull. That's the second on the Cardinals. Front court, it's Barrett. Almost turned it over. Pass knocked out of bounds there by Creighton Burr. Adam Hunt will check in for the Patriots. The 6'3 senior. First appearance for Hunt. First player off the bench in this contest. Lorenzo Williams not starting. Taylor Williams starting for Donovan Trumbull. Blake Overmiller out of the game and Adam Hunt in. Barrett inbounds to Jesse Ackerman. 8-5 Cardinals, 5:10 to go first quarter. Second of two tonight here on the Breeze. KLIQ-FM 94.5 and KLIQ-FM.com. Jake Fowler heads for the hoop. Cut off there. Back out to Adam Hunt. He tries to save it at the timeline. Does to Jesse Ackerman. Ackerman between two defenders to the baseline. It goes off. The pass goes off of Jake Slough of the Cardinals, and it'll be basketball two. Adams Central, and a quick timeout called here by Zach Foster of Adams Central. We'll take one. 4:53 to go first quarter. Donovan Trumbull 8, Adams Central 5, back in 30 seconds.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Eight to three, the score in favor of Donovan Trumbull. Quick start by the Cardinals. A couple threes made. Patriots inbound to Jake Fowler. His three is going to be off there. No good. The long rebound is tapped out. And a rebounding foul called on the Patriots' Adam Hunt. He knocked that ball out to one of his teammates, but over the back of one of the Cardinals is Hunt. Foul on the Patriots. And Donovan Trumbull will come the length of the floor. The brothers, Jake and Jordan Slough, brothers of Jeremiah, the Donovan Trumbull star and Hastings College star. And the Patriots will play defense. Jared Williams, his three-pointer this time is no good. Rebound there by Grady Cook. Out top of the key to Jordan Slough for three. His shot no good. He hits the deck, but no whistle there. Hodson with the rebound now to Jake Fowler. Front court for the Patriots. Jake Fowler for Adams Central in the scoring zone, 8-5 in favor of Donovan Trumbull. Patriots basketball. It's now this man-to-man Donovan Trumbull defense. Jesse Ackerman from the wing for three, going to be no good. Christian Hodson with the long arms, tries to get the rebound, can't quite corral it. It goes to Jordan Slough. Jordan into the front court for Donovan Trumbull. The sophomore to Williams. Right side to Creighton Burr. Inside to Grady Cook, 6'5", sophomore. Turns back out to Creighton Burr for three. Shot no good. Christian Hodson with the rebound for Adam Settle to Fowler. They just run to our right here. 8-5, Donovan Trumbull. Fowler back out to Hunt. Adam into the lane, puts up the runner from five off there, no good. Rebound, Christian Hodson shoots and scores as he hits the floor. Does a somersault and scores. Four for Hodson. 8-7, Donovan Trumbull. 3:38 to go, first quarter, front court. It's Creighton Burr. Pass going to be almost picked off there, but grabbed by Jordan Slough. Double team there in the corner is Slough, and a timeout called by Jordan Slough. He was double teamed, then timeout, Donovan Trumbull. Timeout on the floor with 3:29 to go, first quarter. Donovan Trumbull, 8. Adams Central 7, back in 30 seconds.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
The Breeze, 94.5.
6'3 junior Matt Brown checked in for Adams Central. He's out there with Christian Hodson. Jesse Ackerman will go to the bench. Brady Barrett on the floor, Adam Hunt, Jake Fowler. Grady Cook out there, Taylor Williams, Jordan, and Jake Slough, and Creighton Burr for Donovan Trumbull, and they have an 8-7 lead. Patriots now try to get a little pressure. Jake Fowler with the defense now. Jake Slough with a long three from the wing, in and out, no good. Rebound, Brady Barrett. A lot of threes put up there by the Cardinals. They made two. They missed more than that in this first quarter. Live by, die by it, I guess. In the lane, Adam Hunt, a runner from seven is good. Patriots with the lead. Adam on his first field goal, and Adam Central with the lead now 9-8, their second one-point lead of the game. Front court, it's Creighton Burr. Burr to Jake Slough, to Burr, inside to Cook. Pass underneath, knocked out of bounds by Jake Fowler. That was intended for Taylor Williams. He would have been open, but Fowler got over there to knock it out of bounds. On the weak side, defense help. Jesse Ackerman and Blake Overmiller, two starters back in for Adam Central. Jake Fowler's first breather, Christian Hodson first rest. Cam Center, 6 foot senior, checks in for Donovan Trumbull. Cam in and Taylor Williams out. Senior for senior there. Cam Center into the game for Donovan Trumbull. And Cardinals still went in. Jordan Slough to Jake Slough behind a screen for three. No good. Adam Hunt goes high, grabs the ball for Adam Center to Brady Barrett. Donovan Trumbull had an 8-3 lead in this quarter. The Patriots with the last six. They have the ball. Blake Overmiller to Adam Hunt for three from the wing. Long, no good. Rebounded in the corner, trying to save it. The Cardinals, they do. Jordan Slough saves it in to Creighton Burr to Jake Slough. Right side to Jordan. Jordan to the baseline. Puts up the shot from five off the glass and rim. No good. Off the glass, excuse me, no good. Rebounded by Barrett. Brady Barrett drives, puts up the shot. No good, but he's fouled on the play. Before the shot, Brady Barrett fouled on the play by Jake Slough. Brady Bear becoming the all-time scorer in Adams Central basketball history last night in that win at Grand Island Northwest. So Brady Barrett is the all-time leading scorer in his fourth season with the Patriots. Adams Central history, the all-time leading scorer. So congratulations to Brady, and still has all of this year to go. Takes the three, does Barrett on cue. Shot is missed. Matt Brown with the rebound. His shot blocked there by Creighton Burr and grabbed by Jordan Slough. So the block by Burr on the shot by Brown. Cardinals control, trailing 9-8, 1:50 to go. Lorenzo Williams into the game, the sophomore for Donovan Trumbull. Jordan Slough with the basketball. Jake Slough getting his first three. The top of the key for three in the hole. Creighton Burr for three. Third three of the quarter for the Cardinals. They lead it 11-9 with 1:35 to go first quarter. Adam Hunt to Ackerman on the baseline. Drives the baseline. Pops shot up short, but he's fouled on the play. Jesse Ackerman to the hoop is fouled on the play, and the foul called on Donovan Trumbull's. Grady Cook, that's his first. Team second, only one foul on Adams Central. Up and down the floor we've gone, 11-9. Patriots average about 60 a game, right at 59 now, giving up only 41. Jesse Ackerman's free throw is good. First points for Jesse. Foul in the act there. Ties, makes it 11-10, excuse me. Matt Brown out, Christian Hodson back in for Adams Central. Jesse Ackerman will throw off the second free throw. This one's up, this one's no good. It's still 11-10. In favor of the Cardinals. Second free throw missed, and the Patriots tap it out of bounds, trying for the rebound. Cardinals basketball. And Dave Ullman, Steve Hartman co-coaching this Donovan Trumbull team this year. Into the front court is Jordan Slough. Slough gives up his dribbles, hits the free throw line underneath the center, all alone, shoots and scores. Cam Center all alone and scores. 13-10, Cardinals. And this had all the inklings of being a Danny, and it should be. Underneath it's Hodson. Back out to Jake Fowler. Jake with the basketball. Bounces a pass to Blake Overmiller on the left wing. Blake gives up his dribble back between the rings to Fowler. 55 seconds to go. First quarter, Fowler will drive. Puts up a shot. Blocked away again by Taylor Williams. And a foul going to be called on Cam Center. So the block there, but another player with a blocking foul, Cam Center. Picks up the foul, and Jake Fowler will go to the line to shoot two for Adams Central. So the nice block there by Taylor Williams, but Cam Center fouls with the body there, and Jake Fowler to shoot two. This one's up, and it is no good long. The Cardinals now have won their two, since the Slough brothers have been back, beating Centura 58-43, and then last night 50-48 at Gibbon. The team was 4-4. While the Slough brothers did not play, they're now 6-4. Ryan Bruno will check in as Jake Fowler makes one out of two to make it 13-11. So Ryan Bruno into the game for Adams Central, his first appearance. Bruno is a 5'11 senior. Jake Slough back in for Donovan Trumbull. And Taylor Williams is going to throw it in for the Cardinals. Backcourt pressure by Adams Central. The Cardinals break it easily into the front court. Jordan Slough. He's into the lane, losing control of the ball, but picks it back up. Out of Williams to Jordan Slough. 13-11, Donovan. 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lorenzo Williams now will dribble it out between the rings for the Cardinals. Ryan Bruno on the defense there. Right side pass now to Jordan Slough. Top of the key to Taylor Williams. Inside to Creighton Burr on the wing. Lorenzo Williams for three. He buries a three. The fourth three of the quarter for Donovan Trumbull. They lead 16-11. Like the Donovan Trumbull girls, they were red hot in that first half of the girls' game, made five threes. The Cardinals have four threes this quarter. 16 points, 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Jesse Ackerman with five, takes a 15-footer. In and out, no good. Rebound high, Blake Overmiller. Shot blocked out of there. It comes to the free throw line and the whistle. 16-11 with 0.4 seconds to go. A foul on Adams Central. They go after that loose ball with 0.4 seconds to go, 16-11. In favor of Donovan Trumbull, so the Cardinals have 0.4 seconds to go. They're going to send in Grady Cook back into the game. 4 seconds and the length of the floor to come here for Donovan Trumbull. They're going to have Jordan Slough throw it in. They're going to have to heave one down the length of the floor. They dug to Taylor Williams off his hand and out of bounds. That's going to be the end of the first quarter, but Donovan Trumbull with a flurry of threes. They make four in the first quarter. After one, the Cardinals 16, Adams Central 11. Back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at Patriots Gym after the first quarter, Donovan Trumbull 16, Adams Central 11. High school basketball here tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5. Lane Bulis with you. The Donovan Trumbull girls win the first game, 49-35 over Adams Central. The Cardinals have six different guys score. They had four different guys make three. Jake Slough had a three. Creighton Burr had a three. Lorenzo Williams had a three. Taylor Williams had a three. And a two-point field goal from Grady Cook and Cam Sinner. Six guys score. Four threes made for Donovan Trumbull. 4 points for Christian Hodson. Three for Brady Barrett. Two for Adam Hunt, and a point apiece for Jesse Ackerman and Jake Fowler. No turnovers on Adams Central. Two on Donovan Trumbull. The Patriots 2 out of 4 from the line. Adams Central basketball. Barrett with Overmiller, Ackerman, Hodson, and Fowler for the Patriots. It's Slough, Burr, Cook. And a shot good to be up. No good by Jake Fowler. Offensive rebound. Jesse Ackerman blocked out of there by Taylor Williams. The fifth player on the floor, the third block of the game for Donovan Trumbull. The Patriots blocked away there in Donovan Trumbull basketball. Williams now to Jake Slough. To Jordan Slough. Back to Jake. Patriots now going into a zone defense. They played a little this last night. Helped in their win over Granada Northwest, but the Patriots are 2-3 zone now. Donovan Trumbull trying to figure this one out. The inside shot put up by Williams from 13 feet is no good. A long rebound near sideline. Trying to save it and going to the Patriot bench is Jake Slough. He's okay. Everybody on the bench is. Slough tried to save it, could not on that long rebound after the missed shot. Now the Cardinals have been red hot from three. They've made four of them. The Patriots have gone into a zone to start this second quarter. A minute gone in the quarter. No scoring yet. 16-11. Cardinals have had a 5-point lead twice. Have it right now. Patriots have led it only twice by 1 point. Jake Fowler with it now to Ackerman. Right side to Overmiller. Blake with it into the lane. Back out to Jake Fowler. Bounce fast free throw line to Overmiller. To Fowler into the lane. Stops and shoots from seven. Short. No good. Rebounding and running to our left with Jordan Slough. Slough will drive, stop, and pop from five. Off there, no good. Rebound by Blake Overmiller for Adams Central. Patriots run to our right here. Driving is Overmiller. Shot put up is going to be in and out. No good. Tipped around and grabbed by Jake Slough. Slough for the Cardinals in the backcourt. Lost control of it. Picked up by Creighton Burr. Back to Jake Slough. Jake Slough now to brother Jordan. Jordan the sophomore. Jake the senior. Their third game since coming back. Eligible this semester to play for the Cardinals from the wing for three. In the corner is Creighton Burr, no good. Rebound, Brady Barrett of Adams Central. Barrett, front court now to Overmiller. Long three from there. Nobody guarding him. An air ball there by Blake, and the rebound out of there by Taylor Williams. So still no scoring in this quarter. Still 16-11, Donovan Trumbull, 5-point lead. Jordan Slough to Jake. Jake Slough for the Cardinals. Back out to Jordan. Now to Jake. To Jordan Slough. Right side now to Taylor Williams. Back to Jordan Slough to Jake. Jake will take the three from the wing. In the hole, nothing but net. Jake Slough with two threes. He has six. Cardinals up to the lead of 19-11. Their biggest of the evening. They have an 8-point lead. Jake Fowler for Adams Central directs a little traffic. They're running and chasing Brady Barrett again. It's a box and one. And now Jake Slough on the defense on Brady Barrett. Jake Fowler gets into the lane. 13-footer partially deflected by Taylor Williams. Another block for Donovan Trumbull. Patriots going to get a little gun-shy shooting that ball inside. Great interior defense. Williams for three from the wing. Off the iron, no good. Long rebound. Blake Overmiller for Adams Central. Across the timeline for the Patriots. Haven't scored this quarter. Bounce pass to Fowler. Underneath the Hodson. His shot rolls off there. No good. The shot may be altered by Creighton Burr. Burr got the rebound. Front court, Jordan Slough, and he travels. Slough travels there and a couple new ones in there. Cam Sinner and Riley Wiltfong in for Donovan Trumbull. Timeout on the floor. These two teams gassed. We'll take a timeout. 4:47 to go, second quarter. Patriots scoreless in the quarter. Donovan Trumbull 19, Adams Central 11, back in 30 seconds.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Adams Central Patriot Gym. Again, the Cardinals playing this game without Garrett Bundy. Garrett, the big fella, the 6'3 senior, who's a big presence inside, has one of his ankles in a boot the way it looks, and he's injured, not playing, not even suited up. So the Cardinals getting the Slough brothers back this week, losing Garrett Bundy at least tonight. And Garrett was not listed in the scoring column last night, so he's injured now, and I don't know how long he may be not playing for Donovan Trumbull. So, but not tonight. Patriot basketball. Patriots scoreless this quarter. They're down 19-11 with 4:35 to go. Second quarter. Adam Central's led only twice by 1 point. Jesse Ackerman has the ball inside to Christian Hobson. He will go underneath the basket and score. Christian Hobson with six. 19-13. Donovan Trumbull and the Cardinals throw it away in the backcourt. Turn it over for the fourth time. Again, Adam Central with no turnovers in this game. Into the game quickly, Jordan Slough. Jordan's out there with Jake Slough, Taylor Williams, Grady Cook, the 6'5 sophomore. And out of the game now, Nate Armin, who was in there just a little bit. And back in quickly is Creighton Burr. So Armin in there just for a little bit. And Mighty Wilfong for a little bit. Three-pointer by Adam Hunt is no good. Rebounded by Jordan Slough. So it's 19-13 Cardinals, and they have the basketball. So Slough with it to Jake Slough. Brady Baird with the defense there. Right side to Taylor Williams. Taylor Williams for the Cardinals. Top of the key to Jordan Slough. Guarded by Jake Fowler. Right side to Williams. Inside to Creighton Burr. Works the baseline. Inside the lane to Cook, puts up the runner from five. It's good. It will count, and he's fouled. Grady Cook with the field goal. He has four off the feed from Creighton Burr. 21-13. Donovan Trumbull up by eight once again on the foul, and Christian Hodson is first. The Cardinals have taken it to the Patriots in this first half. Four threes in the first half, propelling the Cardinals to the lead. This three-point play completed by Grady Cook, 22-13. Cardinals have the lead up to nine, their biggest lead of this evening. Brady Berry with it now to Adam Hunt. Left side to Jake Fowler from the wing or the corner, no good three. Christian Hodson rebounds, passes to Adam Hunt in the corner to Fowler. Another three in the air, short again. The long rebound comes to Jordan Slough. He runs it into the offensive zone to brother Jake. Slough shot is no good. The tip up try, no good. Tipped around and grabbed. Another foul going to be called in the rebounding attempt on Grady Cook. That'll be his second. Second on the 6'5 sophomore. He'll have to sit down with 3:29 to go as Matt Brown, the 6'3 junior, checks in for Adams Central. Jesse Ackerman goes out. Hodson and Brown, so the Patriots go a little bit bigger. The 6'3 Brown, 6'6 Hodson. Patriot basketball, they're down by nine here with 3:25 clock running, second quarter. Jake Fowler into the offensive zone, 14 fouls on Donovan Trumbull, only three on Adams Central. Inside to Matt Brown. Double team there, and he travels. Travel on Brown, turnover Adams Central. Lorenzo Williams will check in, the 5'6 sophomore, replacing Jake Slough. Jake has six, one foul, first breather of the second quarter for Jake Slough. Donovan Trumbull basketball. Lorenzo Williams to the timeline, crosses it, passes to Jordan Slough on the right wing. Jordan Slough working against his zone defense of the Patriots. Gets a screen, shoots a 13-footer, no good. Offensive rebound and score. No screen out of Creighton Burr. 5 points for Burr. 24-13. The lead back, or lead to 11. Biggest lead of the night for Donovan Trumbull. 24-13. Jake Fowler with the basketball. Front court to Adam Hunt. Oops, the pass back out to Fowler. Good defense by the Cardinals. Jake Fowler with the basketball to Christian Hodson. Back out to Fowler. Cross courts it to Hunt. Hunt inside the lane. Runner from 13. No good. But Adams fouled on the play as Hunt takes it to the hoop. Hung with a good ball game last night, had a dozen. A good first quarter. Patriots fell behind 10-2 early. Hunt came off the bench, gave the Patriots a big spark last night. Cam Sinner picks up his second foul. Adam Hunt to shoot two. Free throw up, going to be long, no good. Patriots now 2 out of 5 from the line. Adam Central aid. 53% free throw shooting team. Adam Hunt starting the week 43% from the free throw line. Missed the first one here. Second free throw is up. This one's going to be long, no good. So the Patriots missed two there. They're still down by 11, 24-13. Front court, Jake Slough now. Lorenzo Williams left alone for three. Off the backboard and iron, no good. Rebound, Blake Overmiller. He runs to our right here. Overmiller cut off there. House pass is kicked out of bounds by Creighton Burr. The Cardinals taking it to the Patriots in this first half, 24-13. Donovan Trumbull inbounded to Fowler from the corner again for three. This one's too strong by Jake. Rebounded by Jake Slough into the front court. His shot up, off, no good. Tip try, no good by Williams. Rebound by Christian Hodson. Gives it up in the back court to Blake Overmiller. Blake Overmiller into the front court for Adams Central. To Hunt. Adam with it. Puts up the runner. Shot up, no good. And a blocking foul called on Donovan Trumbull. Foul called on Jordan Slough. That's his first. And Blake Overmiller will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul in the act there, 24-13 in favor of Donovan Trumbull. They've led most of the way. The Patriots have had a one-point lead on two occasions. Free throw up, in and out. Overmiller misses the free throw. The Patriots have missed their last three. They're 2 out of 7 from the free throw line. They have struggled from the line this season. The Patriots' last lead was 9-8 in the first quarter. That ended with completion of a 6-point run, 9-8. The Cardinals led 16-11 after the first, have it up to 24-13 here with 2 minutes exactly to play in the first half. And the Cardinals 4-4, and then Jake and Jordan Slough adding to this mix. It gave a lot of good experience to the other players playing without the Slough brothers. They've been back for the last two, won them both this week. The third game this week for Donovan Trumbull. Second free throw is good by Overmiller. He makes 1 out of 2, and it's 24-14 Cardinals. Patriots with pressure in the backcourt. Taylor Williams wants to throw it in, does to Jordan Slough in the backcourt. Only 4 turnovers in Donovan Trumbull. I had the Patriots with only 1 in this first half. It's good interior defense. 3 or 4 blocks in this first half by Donovan Trumbull. Lorenzo Williams to Taylor Williams. Knocking it away. Matt Brown, he tried to save it. He did off of Patriot, and it'll be Donovan Trumbull basketball. To Taylor Williams. Got that ball on Matt Brown, and it was off Matt and out of bounds, and Donovan Trumbull basketball. Inbound to Jordan Slough. 1:40 to go, first half. 10-point Donovan Trumbull lead. Jordan Slough with it. Patriots 10-2 on the year. Donovan Trumbull 6-4. Jordan Slough drives, shoots, and scores. Jordan Slough, the sophomore, his first bucket. 26-14. The lead now up to 12 for Donovan Trumbull. Pocket picked up Jake Fowler there. Donovan Trumbull almost had the steal. Now a jump ball. Alternate possession. It will go to Adam Central. To Donovan Trumbull. So that's a turnover on the Patriots. A tie up there. 26-14. As Brady Barrett back in now for Jake Fowler and Adam Central. Donovan Trumbull basketball in the backcourt. Taylor Williams to the timeline, crosses it for the Cardinals. Double team there, almost a steal by the Patriots. There's a pass to Jordan Slough at the timeline. Goes to a couple defenders, does Jordan. To Jake Slough for three on the wing. Off the iron, no good. The rebound in the corner picked up there by Adam Hunt. Hunt to Ackerman, back to Hunt for the Patriots. 1 minute to go in the first half. 12-point Donovan Trumbull lead. Ackerman top of the key for three. In and out, no good. Rebound out of there by Creighton Burr. Burr for the Cardinals to Taylor Williams. To Jordan Slough and Donovan Trumbull with the lead with 50 seconds to go. Williams now to Jake Slough. Slough to Lorenzo Williams for the Cardinals. To Jordan Slough. Cardinals in no hurry here. 35 seconds to go. And they may just hold this thing the last 50 seconds for one shot. They have a 12-point lead. Lorenzo Williams, that looks like what Coach Dave Omen wants this team to do. Hold on to it. There's a wild pass almost out of bounds, but grabbed there by Jordan Slough. Slough to Lorenzo Williams with 15 seconds to go. Williams with the basketball for the Cardinal. Defense there by Blake Overmiller. Lorenzo Williams fakes the shot. Jordan Slough with 8. Slough with the basketball. Looks up at the time clock. Gets into the lane. Dishes underneath. And a whistle and the foul going to be calling Matt Brown. Non-shooting situation with 3.7. Foul on Brown, but the Cardinals will have to take it out of bounds. 3.7 seconds to go. The Patriots still with a couple of fouls to give. And Jordan Slough to throw it in. 3.7 seconds to go. Underneath their own basket. Jordan Slough. And down to Taylor Williams. Takes the three from the wing. Off the iron. No good. Rebound to the near corner. No one can grab it there. And that's the end of the first half. And the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals with their biggest lead of the night. They've led most of the way. We're at halftime. Donovan Trumbull 26. Adams Central 14. We'll talk about this first half in 2 minutes.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
We're the U. Shopping center around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you. With it, you get more. Superstore Outlets. Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And back at Patriot Gym, we're at halftime of this boys' game tonight, and the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals taking it to the Adams Central Patriots, 26-14 Cardinals here at halftime over Donovan Trumbull. This is the Allen's Halftime Report, brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. Allen's, our halftime show on Breeze basketball coverage, as they were on football coverage on the Breeze for 2011 and the 2011-2012 basketball season. Donovan Trumbull with the lead here by the score of 26-14. Adams Central has had a lead of 1 point only twice in the basketball game. Cardinals come out and grab a 2-0 lead. The Patriots led 3-2 on a Brady Barrett 3. Cardinals scored the next 6, went up 8-3. Adams Central then scored the next 6 and had a 9-8 lead. And that was the last lead of the first half for the Patriots, 9-8 in that first quarter. The Cardinals outscored the Patriots 8-2 in the final part of the first quarter, 16-11 Donovan Trumbull after the first quarter of play. The Cardinals up that lead to 19-11 with 5.5 minutes to go in the second quarter of play and 24-13 in that second quarter. And the final lead of the half is the largest lead of the first half, 26-14, with Donovan Trumbull leading Adams Central here at halftime. The Donovan Trumbull Cardinals red hot with 4 threes in the first quarter of play, 12 of their 16 points in that first quarter from three-point range. They get a three-point play from Grady Cook in the second quarter, along with a three-point field goal from Jake Slough and two-point field goals from Creighton Burr and Jordan Slough in the game. So the Cardinals with 5 threes made in the first half. They have 16 first-quarter points, 10 in the second, 26 in the first half. The Cardinals 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. I have them for 4 turnovers in that first half. Adams Central with 11 first quarter points, but the Patriots only 3 points in the second quarter. They're outscored 10-3 in the second quarter. A field goal by Christian Hodson and one out of two from the free throw line by Blake Overmiller in that second quarter. The Patriots have only three second quarter points, 14 in the first half. They're three out of eight from the free throw line in the contest. Adams Central, I have them with only two first half turnovers. It's been a good defensive effort by Donovan Trumbull. A good interior defense by the Cardinals with Creighton Burr, Grady Cook, and Taylor Williams. They're using their height and their leaping ability. I think the Cardinals have about three or four blocked shots in that first half. So the Patriots would be a little bit intimidated inside, maybe altering some shots. That blocking situation by Donovan Trumbull has been good in that first half. And good defense by the Cardinals, allowing the Patriots, who average 59 points a game, to only 14 in the first half of play in the contest. It's 26-14 in favor of Donovan Trumbull here at halftime. The scoring in the first half for Adams Central: Christian Hodson has 6 points, a 3-point field goal by Brady Barrett, a 2-point field goal for Adam Hunt, and 1 point apiece from the line for Jesse Ackerman, Blake Overmiller, and Jake Fowler. So Adams Central struggling at the line, three out of eight, only 14 points in the first half of this basketball game. Christian Hodson leads the way with six. For Donovan Trumbull, seven guys have scored for the Cardinals. 6 points for Jake Slough on 2 threes, one in each quarter. 5 points for Grady Cook, the 6'5 sophomore, has five. 3-point play and a 2-point field goal. 3-point field goal for Taylor Williams. A 3-point field goal for Lorenzo Williams for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. And a 2-point field goal for Jordan Slough and a 2-point field goal for Cam Sinner. Cardinals 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. 16 first quarter points, 10 in the second, 26 in the first half. And the Cardinals again have made 5 3-pointers. They had 4 of those to get themselves a lead in this ball game, and they have had the lead for most of the contest and have their largest lead here at halftime, 26-14 in this contest. So we'll take a timeout when we return. We'll come back and have some more halftime information for you and have the third quarter play-by-play and with the score. Donovan Trumbull 26, Adams Central 14 here at halftime. We'll take a break. When we return, we'll have the third period play-by-play coming right up after this 90-second timeout.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service, free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut, trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And then back at Adams Central Patriot Gym, Blaine Bulis with you. High school basketball tonight here for you on The Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5, and at KLIQFM.com. Hastings College Bronco basketball for you tomorrow afternoon on 1230 KHAS radio. Hastings College at Dakota Wesleyan up in Mitchell, South Dakota in the beautiful Corn Palace. Join Mike Will for the pregame show for the women at 1:45 tomorrow. The women tip off at 2, the men at 4. Hastings College at Dakota Wesleyan tomorrow afternoon. And right here on The Breeze tomorrow, Nebraska basketball at Penn State, pregame at 4, and the men tip off at 5 tomorrow. Nebraska basketball on the Breeze tomorrow afternoon. Hastings College Bronco basketball on 1230 KHS tomorrow at 1:45. Donovan Trumbull 26, Adams Central 14 here at halftime. This has been the Halftime Report, brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Allen's of Hastings, our halftime sponsor here tonight. Third quarter's about ready to begin, and Donovan Trumbull 26, Adams Central 14 in this contest. The Patriots with only two leads of 1 point. The Cardinals have pretty much been in control of this basketball game. Hit some early threes, got the lead, have extended it out to 12. This is the biggest lead of the contest. 26-14, Donovan Trumbull. These two teams always battle, whether it's up in Donovan or here at Adams Central each year. No matter the records, you can pretty much throw those out. It's always a battle, and Donovan Trumbull winning that battle so far as the Patriots send out Jake Fowler, Blake Overmiller, Jesse Ackerman, Christian Hodson, and Brady Barrett before the Patriots. And we'll see what adjustments these teams make here at halftime. Grady Cook, Creighton Burr, Jake and Jordan Slough, and Taylor Williams for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Patriot basketball to start it out. Fowler inbounds to Overmiller. Back to Fowler. Patriots shoot the basket to our left here at Adams Central Gym. The Cardinals will start out in a zone defense here. There's a pass underneath to Overmiller. It's tipped and deflected, and the Patriots turn it over in their first possession. Front court, it's Jake Slough. Jake to Jordan Slough. Inside to Cook at the free throw line. To Jake Slough to Jordan. Patriots will be in a man-to-man to start this third quarter. Jordan Slough, the sophomore, bounce pass to Creighton Burr, to Jordan Slough on the right wing. Top of the key to Taylor Williams. Takes the three from there, going to be partially deflected and grabbed there by Brady Barrett. Long pass in the front court to Ackerman, and a whistle and a travel on Jesse Ackerman. Two possessions, two turnovers on the Patriots in the third quarter. It's still 26-14, Donovan Trumbull. 7:20 to go in period number three. Jake Slough inbounds to Jordan, back to Jake Slough. For Donovan Trumbull. Double team there of Jordan at the timeline. Gets rid of the basketball to Jake Slough. The Patriots have the trap on there inside to Burr. Shot up short. No good. In the lane they battle for. Taylor Williams shot short. A battle for it there. Christian Hodson comes out of there with it to Jake Fowler. Fowler quickly into the front court for Adam Siddle. He will drive. Dish underneath to Ackerman. Shot up and good. Jesse Ackerman on the feed there from Jake Fowler. 26-16. Donovan Trumbull. Pass front court. Hodson tries to knock it away. Can it? Goes to Creighton Burr. Patriots will have to extend a lot of energy. There's a deflection there. The Patriots get the steal. There's a turnover. Adams Central. Teams trade turnovers, and the Cardinals have the basketball. Taylor Williams now to Jordan Slough. Timeout. Dave Oman and Adams Central will not call the timeout. Donovan Trumbull will with 6:33 to go. Timeout on the floor. Donovan Trumbull 26. Adams Central 16. We're back in 30 seconds.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
26-16, Donovan Trumbull. Early stages of the third quarter of this game. Stay tuned when we're done with the play-by-play for the Vaughn's Printers post-game show. That'll be on after our play-by-play coverage. We got most of this second half to go here, and this should be a dandy down the stretch. Jordan Slough drives, shot up short, no good. Rebound shot up and good, this time by Grady Cook. So the Cardinals hit the offensive boards. Cook with the offensive rebound and score. 28-16 Cardinals. Jake Fowler with the basketball. Loops a pass to Blake Overmiller. Inside the lane. Bounce pass underneath to Ackerman. Behind him and out of bounds. Fourth turnover this quarter on Adams Central. Sixth of the game. Matt Brown, Adam Hunt in. Jesse Ackerman, Blake Overmiller out for the Patriots. So Hunt and Matt Brown in. Matt Brown a 6'4 junior. Adam Hunt a 6'3 senior. Patriots turn it over for the sixth time in the game. I have them four this half. 6:06 to go, 28-16, Donovan Trumbull. Jake Slough in the backcourt, front court pass now to Creighton Burr. Back to Jake Slough. To Cook, now to Burr. Underneath to Taylor Williams. Turn, shoots from five, and it's good. Taylor Williams with the field goal. 30-16, the lead now up to 14. Biggest lead of the night for Donovan Trumbull. Jake Fowler with it for the Patriots. Inside to Matt Brown. He'll turn, shoot from five, and score. Matt Brown, his first field goal, and it's 30-18 in favor of Donovan Trumbull. The Cardinals with the lead, and they have been in control most of the way. Jordan Slough with it for the Cardinals. To Jake Slough. Top of the key. Free throw line pass to Grady Cook. Underneath shot put up and good to Creighton Burr. Too easy there. Inside bucket there for Creighton Burr. 32-18. Adam Hunt, front court for the Patriots. To Jake Fowler. Zone defense 2-3 for the Patriots. For the Cardinals, and the Patriots turn it over. Another turnover on Adam Central. Lorenzo Williams checks in for Taylor Williams for Donovan Trumbull. 5:07 to go, third quarter. Cardinals in control, leading 32-18. Jordan Slough to Lorenzo Williams, back to Jordan Slough for the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull. To Lorenzo Williams, right side. He will drive all the way, put up a scoop shot. Going to be short, no good. Rebound to Adam Central's Adam Hunt. Knocked away from him behind, but a foul going to be called on Lorenzo Williams of Donovan Trumbull. Williams almost a clean knock away, but a foul called on Williams. Adam Central basketball. 32-18 in favor of Donovan Trumbull. 4:51 to go in this third quarter. Jake Fowler front court. Cardinals trying to set up a little defense of their own here with a zone. Fowler with it. Underneath to Hodson. Christian Hodson in the lane. Tries to maneuver and he travels. The sixth turnover of the quarter on Adam Central. 32-18. Good defense by the Cardinals. And they have the basketball, and Jordan Slough calls out a play. It's the Patriots in a man-to-man defense. The Patriots getting no looks for Brady Barrett, their leading scorer. Had a three to start this game, and that's been it. The Patriots have just not been able to find any consistent scoring. In the lane, Jordan Slough shot up, going to be off there, no good. A battle for it on the baseline, and a push going to be called on Creighton Burr or Donovan Trumbull, and they'll walk. The defense will walk to their end of the floor, and Adam Center will come the length of the floor. And Lathan Smith, a 6-foot sophomore, will check in for the first time. Lathan Smith for Adam Central, replacing Matt Brown. Taylor Williams will report back in for Donovan Trumbull for Jake Slough. Jake and Jordan, the brothers of Jeremiah, the Donovan Trumbull star and Hastings College star. The brothers Slough making their name at Donovan Trumbull, that's for sure. And in college basketball with Jeremiah. Christian Hodson's roller will be up there off, rolling off, no good. Trying to slave it underneath to Brady Barrett. His shot is blocked from behind, but a foul going to be called on Donovan Trumbull. And Brady Barrett will go to the line to shoot two for Adams Central. Foul going to be called there on Grady Cook. That's going to be his third. I tell you that. Cardinals have played well defensively, holding the Patriots to 18 points here halfway through the third quarter. Free throw in and out by Brady Barrett. Patriots average 59 points on the season. But they have scored only 18. Donovan Trumbull's defensive average is 47 a game. They give up 47 a game. But they are putting the clamps on the Patriots here tonight. Barrett makes one out of two, and it's 32-19. In favor of Donovan Trumbull. 3:55 to go in this third quarter of play. Cardinals led by 12 at the quarter, by 13 now. There's a turnover. Leighton Smith with the steal. The turnover in the inbounds pass. Shot by Barrett for three. No good. Rebound up there. Good by Matt Brown. Offensive board and rebound. And bucket. Matt Brown, 32-21. Donovan Trumbull with the lead. Jordan Slough, the Patriots, will get hectic here on defense. Taylor Williams with it. Williams inside the lane, puts up a runner from seven. Going to be short, no good. Williams tries to save it, but knocks it out of bounds. So Taylor Williams, the senior, drove the lane, put up the shot, missed it, and then knocked it out of bounds. 3:32 to go, 11-point lead. So the Patriots, down by as many as 14 in this contest, in this quarter, have it down to 11 and have the basketball. Against this zone, from 3-1 of Donovan Trumbull. Jake Fowler is the Pass inside, going to be picked off. Patriots will turn it over for the seventh time this quarter, ninth time in the game. Jake Slough in the front court to the baseline. Puts up a shot, no good. Blocked out of bounds, but he's fouled on the play, and Jake Slough will go to the line and shoot two. I'll call on Adam Hunt of Adam Central. His second. Jake Slough to the line to shoot two. Cardinals have shot only one free throw, made it in the second quarter. Slough's free throw, no good. Remember, second game of the season for the Slough brothers. They missed the first part of this season, first semester of school as far as basketball is concerned. Jake Fowler goes out and Blake Overmiller in for Adam Central. 3:05 to go third quarter. The Slough brothers were going to transfer to Adam Central, then changed their mind, went back to Donovan Trumbull, but couldn't play in the first semester. Slough makes one out of two, 33-21. This is just their third game. Jake come out and scored 44 points in the first two games since coming back. Wins this week for the Cardinals. Leighton Smith for three, no good. Rebound Jordan Slough for Donovan Trumbull. 33-21 Cardinals with 2:49 in the third. Clock runs. Man-to-man Patriot defense. Lorenzo Williams to the baseline. A whistle foul going to be called on the Patriots' Brady Barrett. Non-shooting situation on the second team foul on the Patriots this half. Grady Cook will check in for Creighton Burr for Donovan Trumbull. Taylor Williams will throw it in for the Cardinals. He does out between the rings to Jake Slough. Now to Lorenzo Williams, right side to Taylor Williams. Inside to Cook, back out to Jake Slough. 2:35 to go third quarter. Lorenzo Williams to Jake Slough. Slough will drive, puts up the runner, misses the shot. Leighton Smith with the rebound now to Grady Barrett. Barrett in the backcourt, lost control of the ball. It was off of Cardinal. Now the official's going to confer. I believe Brady Barrett went off Brady Barrett. And it was off Barrett. They'll turn over on Adam Central. They'll turn it over once again. Eight this quarter on the Patriots. Christian Hodson in, Matt Brown out for Adam Central. Jake Slough goes back out and checking in for the Cardinals. He is Riley Wiltfong, the 5'11 sophomore. Riley Wiltfong in the game. Lorenzo Williams, front court for the Cardinals. The Jordan Slough tipped away from him. They go to the floor, but Jordan Slough comes up there with it for the Cardinals now to Wiltfong. Riley with it inside to Cook. Turns and a whistle and a hold on the Patriots. Cardinals will throw it in out of bounds. Christian Hodson with the hold there, his second foul. Jesse Ackerman back in for Lathan Smith for Adam Central. 33-21 Cardinals, 2:08 to go third quarter. Jordan Slough wants to play it in. Nobody guarding him. He does way in the defensive end for the Patriots to Lorenzo Williams. Now comes into the front court to Wiltfong to Jordan Slough from the corner for three. No good. Rebound by Taylor Williams. He goes high, but he has to go over the back of Brady Barrett. And Taylor Williams picks up the rebounding foul there for Donovan Trumbull. But see, Taylor can get off the floor. He can sky. Jake Slough back in for Riley Wiltfong. And Creighton Burr back in, the sophomore, for Lorenzo Williams for Donovan Trumbull. Coaches Dave Ullman and Steve Hartman running in and out of there for the Cardinals. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 33-21, Donovan Trumbull. Front court. 13-footer Adam Hunt is good. Hunt gets his fourth point. 33-23, closest the Patriots have been in a while. Taylor Williams baseline spins, turns, shoots, and scores. Taylor Williams, nice spin move on the baseline to score. Off the glass and rim it in. 35-23 Cardinals. Hunt tipped away from him. Turnover Patriots. Now another turnover. Donovan Trumbull knocked out of bounds now by Jordan Slough. Team's trade turnovers. With 1:29 to go, it'll be Adam Central basketball. Jordan Slough all over the floor here. Adam Central will have the basketball's Cam Center, the 6-foot senior, in for Grady Cook for Donovan Trumbull. Down to Adam Hunt, now to Brady Barrett for the Patriots into the scoring zone for Adam Central. Barrett with the ball now to Jesse Ackerman from the wing. Banked it in from the wing. A bank shot in from the wing from Ackerman. Cuts it to nine with 1:14 to go in the third quarter. Front court, the Cardinals lead now down under double digits. Free throw line. It's Burr to center to Jake Slough. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Slough double team. Tied up there, and a foul going to be called on Jesse Ackerman. Ackerman picks up the foul, and the Cardinals win down on the far sideline. So the Patriots will be on defense. Lorenzo Williams quickly checks in for Donovan Trumbull, replacing Jordan Slough. 59.8 seconds to go, third quarter, 35-26. Biggest lead has been 14 for the Cardinals. It's now down to 9, and they have the basketball. It'll be the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals and Jake Slough across the timeline. He took that pass in the backcourt. Into the front court, Lorenzo Williams baseline. Inside to Creighton Burr, and he's tied up on the play. Jump ball called, all in the possession. It will stay with the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull. 49 seconds to go, third quarter. Jordan Slough going to come right in off the bench. Not much of a rest for Jordan Slough. In for Cam Center. And Jordan Slough will throw it in underneath the basket for the Cardinals. Jordan Slough throws it long into the backcourt once again, and Lorenzo Williams gets it there. 48 seconds to go. Cardinals by 9. Lorenzo Williams into the front court now to Slough. To Taylor Williams, back to Lorenzo Williams. Jordan Slough to Taylor Williams in the corner. Jake Slough for 3 in the air. Going to be way short. Grabbed by Brady Barrett. Barrett runs it to our left here. All the way into the lane. Puts up a scoop shot and scores. Brady Barrett now with 6. 35-28. Front court is Jake Slough. The lead down to 7. The Patriots have cut it from 14 to 7 in this quarter. Final seconds of the quarter. Lorenzo Williams with 15. Pass into the corner. Jake Slough saves it back out. But the turnover to Ackerman. Ackerman with the drive. Put up the shot. No good, but a whistle as Jesse Ackerman hits the deck. And a foul going to be calling Donovan Trumbull. So the Patriots finding some new life here late in the third quarter. Still 8 seconds to go. It's 35-28. It was 30-16 early in this third quarter. Down to 7, 35-28. And to the line to shoot 2 is Jesse Ackerman. 5 this quarter for Ackerman. 6 in the game. Free throw up and good. 35-29, the lead down to 6. Matt Brown in, Christian Hodson out. Brady Barrett will sit, Ryan Bruna in. Jesse Ackerman will try the second free throw. This one's up, going to be short, no good. Grabs his own rebound, shoots and misses, but another foul called on Donovan Trumbull, and Jesse Ackerman will go to the line to shoot 2 with 6.1 seconds to go. So the missed second shot, Ackerman gets his own rebound, fouled in the act of shooting, will shoot 2 more. Jesse with 7, it's 35-29. Ackerman can cut it to 4, still 6 seconds to go. So the Cardinals are going to get another crack, free throw miss. Jesse will throw up the second. Second free throw by Jesse Ackerman is in the air and it's going to be rolling around and out. No good rebound shot, but by Ackerman. Knocked out of bounds, by Overmiller. Blocked out of bounds. So another chance coming up with 4.3 seconds to go. Brady Barrett and Jake Fowler will check in, and Christian Hodson of the Patriots will get another chance to throw it in. They got Barrett and Hodson off the bench and Fowler to try to get something up in the final 4 seconds. Overmiller to play it in. And a whistle and an offensive foul on Jesse Ackerman. He headed for the hoop to try to get the inbounds pass. And he runs over Taylor Williams, says the officials. And Jesse Ackerman will pick up the offensive foul. So now with 4 seconds to go, the Cardinals will try to come the length of the floor. Jake Slough's going to throw it in. Jake Slough's going to throw this thing in at the end line. Mark Brown quickly checks in for Christian Hodson, so the Patriots want to keep this at a 6-point game after 3 quarters of play, they hope. Inbound into the backcourt to Jordan Slough. He's at the timeline with 2. Jordan Slough will stop and pop as he blocked out of there by Jake Fowler. And that'll be the end of the third quarter on the block by Fowler. So the Patriots rally from 14 down. Cut it to 6 after 3 quarters. After 3, Donovan Trumbull 35. Adams Central 29, back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Adams Central outscores Donovan Trumbull 15-9 in the third quarter. Cut the 12-point halftime deficit down to 6 here heading into the fourth. 35-29 Cardinals. They had the lead. The Cardinals did up to 14 at 30-16, but the Patriots, the rest of that quarter after it was 30-16, outscored the Cardinals 13-5. 6 points in that third quarter for Jesse Ackerman. He has 7 to lead the Patriots, with the Patriots only 5 out of 14 from the free throw line. They've missed 9 free throws in this game. Been one of the Achilles heels of the Patriots. They shoot it at 53% coming into this week. And they have the ball down by 6, fourth quarter underway. Overmiller, Barrett, Hodson, Ackerman, and Fowler for Adams Central. Slough, Burr, Taylor Williams, and Grady Cook for Donovan Trumbull. So just underway, fourth quarter, 35-29, Donovan Trumbull. Ackerman's pass going to be over the head of Overmiller. He saves it. He does save it to Jake Fowler. So the save there by Overmiller, and the Patriots do not turn it over. So every possession going to be very valuable in this fourth quarter. Inside to Christian Hodson, fouled from behind by Grady Cook. That's going to be his fourth. And officially, Adams Central with 11 turnovers. They had 9 of those in the third quarter and still got back in the basketball game. 8 on Donovan Trumbull. Christian Hodson to the line on the 17th foul, so the Patriots will shoot free throws the rest of this one. We're early in the fourth quarter. We've played 33 seconds. Cook goes out, Cam Center in. And Grady has to sit down with 7 points and now 4 fouls. 7:27 to go. Christian Hodson, the one in bonus. Going to be off there, no good. They battle for the ball. Hodson comes up there with it. In the lane, back out to Adam Hunt, and the Patriots will slow it up. Still down by 6, but the Patriots have missed 4 free throws in a row. They've missed 10 on the evening. But they have the basketball, and Adam Hunt dishes back out to Jake Fowler. Left alone for 3, in the hole. Jake Fowler for 3. He has 4, 35-32. The lead cut to 3. Jordan Slough in the backcourt. Double team there. Pass the front court. Almost picked off by Jake Fowler. Controlled by Jake Fowler. And a whistle. And a 10-second call. The Cardinals can't get it across the 10-second line. They turn it over. Turnover number 9 on Donovan Trumbull. And the Patriots can tie it with a 3. 6:50 to go. When the Patriots trailed 30-16, they've outscored Donovan Trumbull 16-5 since that point in the third quarter. Cut the 14-point deficit down to 3. So we are, looks like, going to have a barn burner the rest of the way, and there's a whistle. A pushing foul on Jake Fowler away from the basketball. He's trying to defend Grady Barrett. Foul call on Jake Fowler. He's going to sit down with his second foul, but Lorenzo Williams checks in for Jake Slough. 2 fouls on Jake. He'll get a breather. Lorenzo Williams in. Patriots to the free throw line. Brady Barrett, an excellent free throw shooter. Barrett, 83% starting the week. He's 1 out of 2 tonight. Misses the free throw. He's missed 2 out of 3. Trying to save it is Adam Hunt. He does. The baseline now to Overmiller. His shot up, no good. Rebound by Hunt. Rolls around and down. Adam Hunt with the rebound and score. 35-34. Patriots within 1. The crowd in a frenzy. Jordan Slough, front court pass to Cam Center. Patriots within 1. They've cut it from 14-1. And there's a timeout called by Donovan Trumbull. Timeout on the floor. The Adams Central students and fans on their feet will take a timeout with 6:20 to go. Donovan Trumbull 35, Adams Central 34. We're back in 30 seconds.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The end of the third quarter to this point in the fourth quarter with 6:20 to go. Adams Central on an 11-point run. They were behind 35-23, scored at the 1:15 mark to make it 35-26, 35-29 after three. The first 5 points of this quarter to the Patriots. The Patriots are in a frenzy on defense, and they are showing the most energy they've showed all evening long, and they've cut it to one here with 6:20 to go in the ball game. Donovan Trumbull basketball. They have Grady Cook back of the game. He has the ball to Taylor Williams. Cross courts it to Jordan Slough. Inside to Cook, to Jake Slough. Underneath to Creighton Burr. Inside to Cook. Shot up no good, but he's held in the play. Foul on Adams Central. So the Cardinals trying to break this 11-point Adams Central run. A foul going to be called on the Patriots. Brady Barrett, that's his second. And to the line to shoot two is going to be Grady Cook. And it's good. He has 8 points. Makes the first, 36-24. 11-point run broken there by that free throw by Grady Cook. He scored eight. Eyes the second. The 6'5 sophomore makes them both. He has nine. 37-34. Donovan Trumbull by three. 2 minutes gone. 6 minutes to go in regulation. 3-point Donovan Trumbull lead. Adam Hunt has the ball in the scoring zone for Adams Central. Right side pass to Jake Fowler. Patriots can tie with a three here. To Hunt. To Overmiller. 15-footer free throw line. Short. No good. Knocked around at the baseline. Trying to save his Jake Fowler. He cannot. It's on the end line. It'll be Donovan Trumbull basketball. 5:43 to go. So each possession very valuable right now. Patriots one and done there. Backcourt Jordan Slough for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Knocked out of bounds the pass. Adam Hunt gets his hand in the way. Knocks it out of bounds. Again, a battle as always when these two teams meet, and no different tonight. From the corner, Taylor Williams for three. No good and good. Stayed down. Bounced high in the air and stayed down, and it's now up to six. 40-34. Double the lead there from 3-6 on the three by Taylor Williams. Driving, shooting, and missing is Christian Hodson. From point blank range, it rolled out of there. Front court, Jordan Slough. Double dribble did Slough. Turnover on Donovan Trumbull, their 10th. Jordan just couldn't control that basketball, double dribble. Back to the Patriots. 5:17 to go. Well, Taylor Williams making the three on the high arc. It hit the rim first, high in the air, and goes down. Then Christian Hodson misses one inside. That 5-point turnaround right there. The game, a funny game indeed. Jake Fowler to Christian Hodson. Left wing to Adam Hunt. Takes the three in the air, in the hole. Adam Hunt has nine. And it's 40-37. Backcourt, Jordan Slough now to Taylor Williams. To Creighton Burr, to Taylor Williams. Double team pass going to be picked off by Hunt. Adam Hunt in the front court. Underneath, shot put up no good. And it's good, it'll count, and he fouled. A blocking foul on Donovan Trumbull. Adam Hunt, the basket and one. 40-39. Donovan Trumbull's lead cut to one. Wow, what a second half of basketball for these two teams. Adam Central has stormed back, still 4:42 to go. Adam Hunt was fouled there by Jordan Slough. That's his third, and Hunt can tie it with the free throw. Seven this quarter, 11 in the game for Adam Hunt. 40-39. Free throw up, and it is going to be no good, and a whistle, and a foul on the rebounding attempt on Blake Overmiller. For Adams Central, so it's a one-point Donovan Trumbull lead. 4:42 to play. And going to the other end on the 17th foul on the Patriots is Creighton Burr. 1-1 for Burr. 40-39, Donovan Trumbull. Burr's free throw up. It's going to be no good. The rebound, Blake Overmiller. So Adams Central can take the lead here with a field goal. 40-39, Donovan Trumbull. Timeout, Zach Foster and Adams Central will take one with 4:35 to play. Donovan Trumbull, 40. Adams Central, 39. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Coming down to a barn burner here at Patriot Gym here on KLIQ FM 94.5 and at KLIQFM.com. High school basketball for you this evening. It's Donovan Trumbull, 40. Adams Central, 39. There's 4 minutes and 35 seconds to go in the ball game. Adams Central will have the basketball. They send out Adam Hunt, Brady Barrett, Blake Overmiller, Jake Fowler, and Christian Hodson. Adam Hunt with 7 Patriot points this quarter, 7 of the 10 Patriot points in the quarter, and he has 11 in the game. Jordan and Jake Slough, Taylor Williams, Creighton Furr, and Grady Cook for Donovan Trumbull. Patriot basketball, Overmiller has it. In the scoring zone, man-to-man Donovan Trumbull defense. 40-39 Cardinals. Fowler in the corner to Overmiller for 3 in the air. Off there, no good. Rebound, Jake Slough. Cardinals with the lead in the basketball. Front court, it's Creighton Burr to Jake Slough. All alone underneath was Taylor Williams, but they don't get the ball to him. Now Williams is in the corner. There's a pass deflected there by Overmiller, and Taylor Williams knocks it away there but commits the foul. Taylor Williams, who got rid of the basketball and then had the foul as he tried to knock the ball away from the Patriots. Blake Overmiller fouled there on the play. And the Patriots will go to the free throw line. Overmiller, one in bonus. Patriots have missed 4 free throws this quarter. They are 5 out of 18 from the free throw line. Overmiller will have the one in bonus. Up and good. Buried it. We're tied at 40. So the Patriots, again, under 50% from the field this season. Free throw line. Overmiller makes the first. He has 2 points. Second one up by Blake. It's up and good. He makes them both. And Adams Central has the lead. 41-40. 4 minutes to go in the ball game. Jake Slough into the scoring zone. To Cook. To Burr. To Taylor Williams. Top of the key to Jake Slough. Into the lane. Knocked away from Slough. Turnover. Somebody got some hands in there for the Patriots. Jake Fowler into the front court. The turnover on Donovan Trumbull. Fowler now to Brady Barrett. Barrett to the baseline, drives, puts up the shot. No good. A battle for it. Christian Hodson rebounds and scores. Christian Hodson with 8. 43-40. Patriots with a 3-point lead. Front court, it's Creighton Burr to Grady Cook. He will drive. Shot no good, but he's held in the play. And to the free throw line, it's going to be Grady Cook to shoot 2 for the Cardinals with 3:23 to play. Matt Brown's going to check in for Adams Central. Christian Hodson picks up the foul. That is number 3 on Christian, so they want to get him out of there the way it looks. Grady Cook to shoot 2 up and no good. The Cardinals starting this week only a 49% free throw shooting team. Grady Cook was 3 out of 3 though before that one. Hodson out, Matt Brown in. 43-40, Patriots with 3:23 to go. Grady Cook will eye the second. He has scored 9 points. The second one's up. This one's no good. The rebound to Matt Brown, so 2 free throws missed. The Patriots cling to a 3-point lead. They've come from 14 down in the third quarter. They lead now by 3. 3:10 to go. Jake Fowler front court, man-to-man. Donovan Trumbull defense to Brady Barrett. Lorenzo Williams with the defense. Barrett stops and pops from 12 and scores. Brady Barrett with 8. 45-40 Patriots. Front court, it's Jordan Slough. Left side to Lorenzo Williams. To Jordan Slough, top of the key for 3. Off there, no good. The rebound to Adam Hunt. punt into the front court now. Is fouled on the play by Jake Flau. Flau picks up the foul. Now the Patriots have the Cardinals on the run. 2:43 to go in the fourth quarter. 45-40 timeout, Donovan Trumbull. We'll take a timeout with 2:43 to play. Still a lot of time. Adams Central 45, Donovan Trumbull 40. We're back in 30 seconds.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, since falling behind 30-16 in the third quarter, Adams Central has outscored Donovan Trumbull 29-10. The Patriots all over the floor defensively in this last quarter and a half. They trailed 26-14 at the half, 30-16 early in the third, 35-29 after three. Patriots go ahead at 41-40 with 4:07 to go on Blake Obermiller's two free throws. And the Patriots have scored four more after that and lead it 45-40 in the contest. Adams Central now on an 11-point run. They had an 11-point run at the end of the third, beginning of the fourth, another 11-point run. They were down 40-34. They now lead 45-40. And at the free throw line's Adam Hunt to shoot two as the Cardinals are over the 10-foul limit. Hunt misses the first of two. Hunt is now 0-for-4 from the free throw line. So he'll try once again. The Patriots will shoot two the rest of the way. Free throw up. This one's going to be good. Hunt makes one out of two, and the Patriots lead 46-40. Still 2:40 to go, so a lot of time. Jordan Slough to Jake Slough in the front court for the Cardinals. Jake Slough double team there, and he stepped on the sideline. Turnover, Donovan Trumbull, and officially their 12th. 2:34 to play. 6-point Adams Central lead. This is the biggest lead of the night for the Patriots. They hadn't led by more than one until they got the lead to 43-40 in this fourth quarter. Jake Fowler, front court for the Patriots, gives it up to Blake Obermiller. Obermiller back out to Fowler. 2:22 to play in the fourth quarter. 6-point Patriot lead. To Fowler now to Hunt. Near the timeline is Adam Hunt. To Brady Barrett. The Patriots are going to try to kill some clock here. Cardinals over the 10-foul limit, so Adams Central will shoot two the rest of the way. Fowler with it. The Patriots have missed a lot of free throws tonight. Adam Hunt has the ball to the free throw line, still dribbling the basketball. It's chase time for the Cardinals. Creighton Burr with the defense gives it up to Jake Fowler. Fowler with the Patriots is fouled now by Lorenzo Williams. Jake Fowler to the line to shoot two. Jake one out of two from the free throw line. Coming into this week, Fowler only a 38% free throw shooter. The Patriots only 53% from the line. By far, Barrett, the best free throw shooter. Jake Fowler will try to get two down here with 1:51 to play. 46-40, Patriots. Fowler's free throw is up. It's going to be no good. Too strong. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 free throws missed. 3 made this quarter. 3 out of 9. 8 out of 23 from the free throw line for Adams Central in this game. 8 out of 23. Second free throw by Jake. Up and good. He has 5. 47-40. Despite missing that many free throws, the Patriots lead by 7. Front court is Creighton Burr. Burr inside to Grady Cook. He will turn, shoot, and score. Grady Cook with his 11th point. 47-42. That breaks the Patriots' 13-point run. It's now 47-42. Front court, Jake Fowler, 1:28 to play. Fowler double team there. Still has the basketball and the whistle. Foul going to be called on Donovan Trumbull's Creighton Burr. Jake Fowler back to the line to shoot two more. Just there, made one out of two. He's 2 out of 4 from the line tonight. 5 points for Jake. Will shoot two. 47-42. Adams Central with a 5-point lead. Jake Fowler misses the first. 1:25 to play. Jake Slough back in the game. Was out on that defensive switch there. But Fowler back in the game for the offense. 1:25 to play. Fowler will try the second. It's up and it's good. Makes one out of two again. 48-42, so it's still a two-possession game. Front court, Jordan Slough for Donovan Trumbull. Drives into the lane, puts up a runner from five, short, no good, but he's fouled on the play, and Jordan Slough to the line to shoot two for Donovan Trumbull. With 1:16 to play. So the Patriots are going to go to that free throw line. They've made five this quarter. This is Jordan Slough for two. Free throw up and good. That's 3 points for Jordan, his first free throw. 48-43. Lorenzo Williams in for defense. Grady Cook, the 6'5 sophomore, will go out. Jordan Slough to shoot two. Makes the first and shoots the second. Misses the second. The rebound to Lorenzo Williams offensively. Double teamed in the corner. Pass stolen by Barrett. It's 48-43. Patriots force the turnover. Front court over Miller. All alone underneath Matt Brown. Shoots and scores. The Patriots with the breakout there go up 50-43 with 1 minute to play in the game. The corner, it's Creighton Burr. Long cross-court pass to Jared Williams with 50 seconds to play. Williams into the lane, puts up the runner. Shot short, no good, tipped around on the baseline. Donovan Trumbull saves it out to Jake Slough for three in the air. Bounces around and off, no good. Rebound on the baseline by Burr, shot up and good. Creighton Burr with the field goal and a timeout. Donovan Trumbull with 39 seconds to go. 50-45. We'll keep it here during this timeout. 39 seconds to go. So Donovan Trumbull on their third try at the hoop. Get it to go down. It's 50-45, Adams Central. Wow, what a last quarter and a half of basketball in this game. Up and down the floor. Both these teams extending all their energy. The Patriots have a 5-point lead, 39 seconds to play. It'll be Adams Central basketball when we come out of this timeout. The Patriots had an 11-point run ending the third quarter, beginning the fourth to cut it to one. Finally grabbed the lead at the 4:07 mark on a couple of free throws by Blake Overmiller. That was in the middle of a 13-point run for Adams Central. They were down 40-34, and as part of that run, they get the lead at 41-40, move the lead up to 45-40, 47-40, a 13-point run. Then the Cardinals get a couple of free throws to make it 47-42. Patriots get a couple of free throws, 48-43. And now 50-45 is the score with Blake Overmiller to inbound. Patriots will come the length of the floor. Full court pressure, of course, from the Cardinals. 50-45, Adams Central. Overmiller in the backcourt, not guarded, inbounds to Barrett. He's fouled in the backcourt by Jordan Slough. Fourth on Jordan, and Brady Barrett will shoot two. The Patriots go to the free throw line. They are 5 out of 14 from the free throw line this quarter. Brady Barrett had been injured there. He went down on that foul. He's going to go to the free throw line to shoot a couple here. Again, the Patriots, 5 out of 14 this quarter, 10 out of 28 from the free throw line. They still have a 5-point lead. Barrett has 8. He's even missed a couple free throws. This one's up and good. 9 for Barrett. 51-45, Adams Central. Second free throw up, going to be down by Barrett. He makes two this time. 52-45, it's a three-possession game. Matt Brown out, Christian Hodson in. 38.1 seconds to go. Cardinals' Creighton Burr will throw it in. Does in the backcourt to Jordan Slough. It's a 7-point ball game. Front court to Taylor Williams. To Lorenzo Williams, right side to Jordan Slough, 30 seconds to play. Slough heads for the bucket on a blocking foul call on Jake Fowler of Adams Central. With 29.1 seconds to go. But the Cardinals use 10 seconds off the clock there, and Jordan Slough will go to the line to shoot two more for Donovan Trumbull. He scored threes, one out of two from the line. Slough to shoot two. This one's up. It's good. Jordan makes the first, 52-46. Christian Hodson out, Matt Brown in for Adams Central. Jordan Slough will eye the second free throw. 29.1 seconds to play. 52-46. Jordan Slough's second free throw is good. He has five. He's made three this quarter from the line. 52-47. Cam Sinner in. Creighton Burr out for Donovan Trumbull. Patriots will play it in at the end line. Leading by five. 29 seconds to go. Overmiller looks and looks and looks. And timeout Zach Foster to avoid the five-second call. Timeout Patriots. We'll take one of 30 seconds. 52-47 in favor of Adams Central. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Adams Central, 52. Donovan Trumbull, 47. 29 seconds to go. Adams Central will try to come the length of the floor here. They have the basketball. Full court pressure by the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Blake Overmiller long into the front court to Brady Barrett. Barrett will drive, try to put up the shot. He will shoot and score on the play. Barrett with a two-point field goal as the Patriots score in the inbounds play. Shot put up for three. No good by Jake Stahl. Rebounded by Blake Overmiller. In the backcourt, Brady Barrett with 14 seconds to go. And the Adams Central Patriots are going to win this basketball game with 14.5 seconds to go. 54-47. The Patriots in the lead here with 14.5 seconds to go. Adams Central coming from 14 down in the third quarter to get the lead in this fourth quarter. They now have the lead by seven. And Brady Barrett to the line to shoot a couple for the Patriots, and he misses the first. Six this quarter, 12 in the game for Barrett. Jake Slough will go out. Riley Wiltfong will come in. So also checking in is going to be Jared Lindemann, and the white flag looks like it's going up for Dave Oldman and Steve Hartman. Donovan Trumbull led most of this basketball game. But Adams Central storming back in the last quarter and a half. And the Patriots are going to win this basketball game with 14 seconds to go. It's 54-47. And all the regulars now out of the basketball game for Donovan Trumbull. They've got Cam Sinner in. Second free throw missed by Barrett. He misses them both there. And in the backcourt, now into the front court, Nate Armand with the ball for Donovan Trumbull. And they have Riley Wiltfong into the basketball game. Jared Lindemann puts up the shot. No good. Long rebound by Ian Askey. He's in there. Now the basketball with Jake Fowler. And the game is over. And the Adams Central Patriots storm back from a 14-point deficit in the third quarter and defeat the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals 54-47. The Patriots outscoring the Cardinals 24-14. Excuse me. Patriots outscoring the Cardinals 38-14 in the last quarter and a half to win it by seven, 54-47. We'll talk about this Patriot victory over the Cardinals in a whale of a high school basketball game in 2 minutes.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut, trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Adams Central. Jim, the boys' game now over, and the Adams Central Patriots come back from a 14-point deficit in the third quarter and defeat the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals 54-47 in an outstanding boys' high school basketball game here at Patriot Gym. And this is the post-game show, Vaughn's Printers. Post-game show brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, your full-service printer, 222 Eastside Boulevard here in Hastings. The post-game show brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. This basketball game, all Donovan Trumbull for the first two quarters in the early minutes of the third quarter. Adams Central had a couple of one-point leads in the first quarter, but the Cardinals led 16-11 after one as they hit four three-pointers in the first quarter. Cardinals gained even more control in the second quarter. They had their biggest lead of the night to that point at halftime, 26-14. The Cardinals go up 30-16 early in period number three. From that point on, the Patriots almost go into desperation mode. They storm back from a 30-16 deficit. They cut it to 32-21 in the third quarter. Then 35-26, got it under double digits with 1:15 to go. 35-28 with 28 seconds to go. And the third quarter score was 35-29. The Patriots had cut it to six. At the end of that third quarter and the early part of the fourth, the Patriots put together an 11-point run, cut it to 35-34 with 6:20 to go in the ball game. It was 40-39 with 4:42 to go as the Patriots were in the midst of another run. They trailed 40-37, then they started on 40-34, excuse me, the Patriots trailed in the fourth quarter. They trailed 40-34 in the fourth, started on a 13-point run, got it to 40-39, got ahead in the ball game with 4:07 to go on two Blake Overmiller free throws, 41-40. Had the lead up to 47-40 on that 13-point run, and the Patriots able to hit enough free throws down the stretch. Adams Central made seven free throws in the fourth quarter, but they missed 11 in the fourth quarter. For the game, Adams Central missed 20 free throws. They were 12 out of 32 and still won the ball game by 7 points. The Patriots hit enough in that fourth quarter after they got the lead and had that 13-point run, led 47-40. The Patriots won it by 7, 54-47. So it could have been a much bigger Adams Central victory. The Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, though, did control the game for most of this contest. The Patriots come back, outscore Donovan Trumbull 38-17 after falling behind 30-16 in the third quarter. And Adams Central wins it 54-47. Running down the scoring, the Patriots get seven players in the scoring column. 12 points for Brady Barrett, 12 for Adam Hunt, including Adam Hunt. He had eight in the fourth quarter of play. So Adam Hunt with eight fourth quarter points and a king the scoring in this comeback in the fourth quarter. He had 12 points total. Christian Hodson had eight, seven for Jesse Ackerman, six apiece for Jake Fowler and Matt Brown, 3 points for Blake Overmiller. For Adams Central, 12 for Barrett, 12 for Adam Hunt into the contest. The Patriots with 14 first-half points. Again, Adams Central average is 59. They have only 14 in the first half. They ended up with 40 in the second half, including 25 fourth-quarter points for the Patriots in that fourth quarter of play. Seven from the free-throw line, a couple of three-pointers, the rest from two-point range, 25 fourth quarter points, 40 in the second half, 54 for the game for the Patriots. Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, and what a good ball club that Dave Ullman and Steve Hartman have here. They had the lead for much of this game. Were in control of this game to that point in the third quarter when they had that 30-16 point lead. And the Patriots just stormed back with the flying all over the floor on defense and scoring their points in that third and fourth quarter. 40 in the second half, in fact, and the Patriots go on to win it by 7, but the Cardinals get 11 from Grady Cook. They get 9 from Creighton Burr. They get 10 from Taylor Williams, 7 from Jake Slough, 5 from Jordan Slough, and 2 points off the bench from Cam Center, and 3 from Lorenzo Williams, also off the bench. So 11 for Grady Cook to lead the way, and 10 for Taylor Williams. The Cardinals 7 out of 12 from the free throw line. And we hope to hear from Zach Foster, the Adams Central basketball coach, on our post-game show here yet this evening, and to see if Coach Foster can make it up here and talk about this contest. But the final score, Adams Central 54 and Donovan Trumbull 47, as the Patriots win the basketball game by 7 after trailing by 14 early in period number 3, 30-16. But the Patriots then go on to outscore the Cardinals 38-17. The rest of the way and win it by the score of 54-47, although the Patriots did not get the lead till 41-40 and 4:07 to go in the ballgame. That was part of a 13-point run in the fourth quarter, the second of two long runs for the Patriots in this contest. So we will take a timeout on the show, and when we come back, we'll talk about this game and our first game tonight and some other things, and hope to hear from Zach Foster, Adams Central coach, after this. Timeout on the Bonds Printers post-game show.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Bonds Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Bonds Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Bonds Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Bonds Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Patriot Gym, and Zach Foster joined us, head basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots, after the Patriots win it 54-47. Well, this is what, another night at the office, huh, Coach? What a ball game, Coach, and I tell you, what an effort by both these teams. These kids just laid everything out on the floor, but your guys had enough in them to storm back in the last quarter and a half. I'm sure you got nothing to say except good things about your ball club and the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals.
Oh, I don't think I've ever been prouder of a team than our guys tonight. I mean, I think anything that could have went against us did, you know, for that first 16 minutes. Our energy wasn't fantastic, you know, and Donovan is a tremendous team, you know, with the Slaw brothers back and their other kids, and their sophomore class is amazing, and they are a team on the rise, and they're going to be somebody that you have to deal with the rest of the season. So they came in, you know, and obviously last year doesn't matter, but you could tell that they had a point to prove, and they played tremendous. I give their coaches a lot of credit and their kids for the effort they played with. You know, but again, a lot of teams would have went the wrong way in the second half, and we were down 14 or 16 or whatever it was. And again, our kids just kept believing, and those are character builders right there.
Yeah, this was no fluke tonight at all. Boy, your guys, or the Donovan Trumbull kids, they simply outplayed you the first half and the early part of the third quarter of this game. They were doing everything right, and you couldn't get the shots to go down in the first quarter. Only 14 points in the first half, which is quite unusual for your ball club. But they were just taking it to you the first half of this game.
Oh, definitely. They came out and punched us in the mouth, and we kind of were on our heels. We weren't for the first time in a while, we weren't very confident. We were looking at shots that we usually take, and we were hesitating, didn't know if we should take it or not. And, you know, Coach Ullman and Coach Hartman did a good job of, you know, they junked up Brady and put like a diamond one, box and one thing on him and really focused on taking Brady away. And we know that's going to happen. We've had that happen once before already this year, and other guys got to step up and make plays. And for the first time this year, in the first half, we were hesitant. We weren't really sure about ourselves. And then in the second half, in halftime, we told them, listen, we're going to do what we do, and then we're going to have to make plays. We're going to step up and do what we do, and I was so proud of our kids for stepping up and making plays in the second half.
Okay, 26-14 at halftime. They go up 30-16. That's when things started turning around. Okay, the main reasons, why did that start turning around? Of course, you were all over the floor defensively, forcing some turnovers. You just got that momentum shifted, but what are the key points? How'd you turn it around?
I think our pressure and our scramble, our trap, and they hurt us some on it early, and they hit some shots, and they scored some in the second half, but we just thought we came out and tried to play some man in the second half, and they're just too good at what they do, and their ball handlers are too good that they were just going to run the clock out, basically. And so we decided, well, we're going to win or lose the scramble. We had to go, which is our 1-2-2 trap. And in hindsight, it won the game for us because it gave us energy. It kind of jump-sparked our offense. So our defensive trap, I thought, was probably the difference.
I know you've been very proud of this defense all season long, Coach. And isn't it just funny out, Coach, when it always seems to come back to defense, that defense will definitely win ball games for you. And you proved that here tonight. Defense, you just can't get away of how important defense is for a team.
Oh, for anybody. I mean, if you want to win championships, you know, and I know Donovan's goal is to win the conference championship, and it's our goal too. I mean, you got to be able to play defense, and it's got to be a priority. And, you know, and that's all based on energy. I think our kids wanted to play well early, but for whatever reason, we were flat. Like I said, I have time to the kids. You know, if we knew why it was that way, we would have fixed it. Sometimes it just happens. And but there's a lot of teams that don't find a way to flip the switch in the second half, and I was just so proud of our kids for the effort they played with in that second half.
Yeah, the effort was extreme that second half. It had to be if you were going to get back in the game. And 40 second-half points, Coach, including 25 in the fourth quarter. It could have been a wider margin, Coach. 12 out of 32 from the free throw line.
Are you serious?
You missed 20 free throws tonight, Coach, and still won the game by seven. So the guys may want to keep their jerseys on. When the folks clear out, we might want to shoot a few free throws. But 12 out of 32 is what I have here, Coach. So 7 out of 18 in the fourth quarter. But
I'm literally speechless when you said 12 out of 32.
So, 20 free throws. But so it could have been a wider margin, but your guys, as you said, they did make the plays offensively, and they did the job. Big lift from Adam Hunt. He had 8 in the fourth quarter, 12 in the game. So he was a real spark on that offense in the fourth quarter.
Oh, he's tremendous. And you could not find a more unselfish kid because he's very good. We think we have 7 starters with Matt and Adam in that mix. And in many ways, when those guys come in, we're better. And Adam has been playing tremendous. You know, and he's playing as many minutes as a starter, and he just gives us that spark off the bench. We always talk about, you know, the NBA has an award for the sixth man. It's pretty darn important to have guys off the bench that can play, and he just has been tremendous. I can't say enough positive things about him.
There was obviously a concerted effort to slow Brady Barrett down tonight, so you had to get some scoring out of some other people. They played good defense on Brady tonight. But you get 12 from Adam, and you get Jesse Ackerman with 7, you get 8 from Christian Hodson, 6 from Jake Fowler, 6 from Matt Brown, so a lot of other people did contribute, and that made up for maybe the fewer points for Brady tonight. So offensively, a lot of guys chipped in tonight, did a good job.
Yeah, and that's what, I mean, especially when somebody junks you like that, you have to have other guys step up. I mean, and we talked about with Brady afterwards that it's frustrating when that happens, but that's also why you build trust and you build confidence in your teammates so that when they're asked to step forward, they can do it. And I thought that 3 that Jake Fowler hit in the second half was tremendous because they were kind of daring him to shoot. They didn't think he could make it. And the first half, he struggled a little bit, and to come back and hit that shot, I thought was just, you know, speaks volumes about Jake.
3 points from Blake Overmiller. Blake kind of had a tough night, but he made the 2 free throws that tied it and put your team ahead. So he hung in there and made 3 of his 4 free throws. So his contribution cannot be overlooked either.
Yeah, and you know, we have been emphasizing free throws a ton. Like last night, we were 15-for-22. And we were really happy that we'd gotten better at the free throw line, and then apparently we regressed today. So, Blake does a lot of things that don't show up in the box score. I mean, he's tremendous, great passer, great defender. Top of our press would not be anything without Blake. I mean, Blake and Adam does a great job too, but Blake, he had 6 steals last night. I bet he had 5 or 6 tonight. He just gets so many touches. He's very instinctual, and he's long. Got great ball skills.
Well, I know we talked this morning. In fact, when these two teams get together, it's always a battle. It was a battle tonight, and just great competition out here among these kids tonight.
Oh, it was. What a great game. I mean, it was kind of disappointing. Somebody has to lose that game because they played tremendous, you know, and really, like you said, kicked our butt in the first half. And I thought we really responded well in the second half. But great game.
Well, it's a great boost for your guys. In fact, now you got a whole week before you play again, and maybe that's not such a great thing, but Grand Island Central Cali next Saturday, but you got a chance to continue that momentum in practice this week and go up to Grand Island Central Cali, which has been a tough place, always a tough place to play, but you're keeping that momentum rolling with a great comeback tonight, and I'm sure the kids are pretty sky high right now.
Yeah, it was a fun locker room to be in, that's definitely true.
All right, Coach, congratulations, just a great comeback by your kids, and congratulations to them, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks for the coverage.
You bet. Zach Foster, head basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots, as they win it here tonight, 54-47 in a whale of a high school boys basketball game here this evening. So our doubleheader in the books here at Patriot Gym tonight, this Lou Platt Conference doubleheader, Adams Central and Donovan Trumbull. In the first game tonight, the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals led all the way. Adams Central never led. The Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull defeat Adams Central 49-35. Again, the Cardinals led all the way. Adams Central led by Cheyenne Gotch with 10 points in the game. Jordan Brumman had 18. And Kaylee Glover had 15 for Donovan Trumbull as they win the girls' game by the score of 49-35. In the boys' contest, the Adams Central Patriots down 30-16 in the third quarter, outscored Donovan Trumbull the rest of the way 38-17. And they win the ball game 54-47. The Patriots with the pressure, forcing turnovers and with backcourt pressure and their zone traps in the backcourt, forcing the turnovers, turned their defense into some offense. They scored 40 second-half points, 25 in the fourth quarter of play. And the Patriots got the lead 41-40 with 4:07 to go. And that was in the midst of a 13-point run. Patriots win it by 7, 54-47. To go to 11-2 on the basketball season, and a tough loss for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, but the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals are going to win a lot of ball games before this season's over. They fall to 6-5. 12 points for Brady Barrett, 12 for Adam Hunt for the Patriots, and again, a congratulations to Brady Barrett, 12 tonight, but last night, Brady Barrett became the all-time leading scorer in Adams Central basketball history, breaking the record of Zach Hunt, who's just been out for a year or so from Adams Central, but Brady broke the all-time scoring record of Zach Hunt, and Zach's brother Adam had 12 tonight, one of the top scorers for the Patriots this evening. So the Patriots win at 54-47, and the Cardinals get 11 from Grady Cook and 10 from Taylor Williams in the contest. And the Patriots now 11-2 on the year. They will have a week off. They'll play next at Grand Island Central Catholic next Saturday night. Donovan Trumbull now 6-5, and they will be playing Superior on Thursday at Donovan Trumbull High School. So that's the next outing for the Cardinals, hosting Superior next Thursday. So that's going to do it here from Adams Central School and this basketball doubleheader. A reminder for you, basketball on our family of stations of Platte River Radio tomorrow on 1230 KHAS Radio tomorrow. The Hastings College women and men play at Dakota Wesleyan. The women tip off at 2, the men at 4 from the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Join Mike Will for the women's pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon, women's pregame, and then the women's game at 2, the men at 4. Right here on the Breeze tomorrow, the Nebraska basketball team, the men will take on Penn State tomorrow. Pregame at 4, the tip-off at 5 tomorrow. You can hear the game on the Breeze beginning at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Well, these two teams maybe meet again, both these teams, boys and girls, in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament in just a few weeks. And if they do match up again, that'll be a whale of a basketball game if the two teams happen to meet in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament later on. Well, that'll do it from Adams Central Gym. Again, the final scores in the girls' game. Donovan Trumbull, 49, Adams Central, 35. In the boys' contest, Adams Central, 54, and Donovan Trumbull, 47. This has been the Vaughn's Printers post-game show. The post-game show brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, your full-service printer, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. That'll do it from Adams Central High School. I'm Blaine Bulis. Thank you for listening, and have a great rest of the weekend.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers.
222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.